Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true?
The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment every week at this hour, Chandu the Magician. Istanbul, the restless heart of the Middle East. In a narrow, crooked street, the cafe of the Golden Horn. Chandu the Magician.
You smoke the nagila now, Effendi? The water pipe?
Go on, Uncle Frank. I'd like to see you.
So would I.
No, thanks. Well, just bring us some more coffee, will you?
At once, Effendi.
I tell a tale of old Stamboul and of a pilgrim who came from the far places of the earth. Black was the heart of the pilgrim, though his face was pale. And in the bazaars, the veiled maiden smiled and whispered to him, though it was forbidden. And men revealed to him the secrets they had sworn to keep.
He must have been quite a guy.
Now it came to pass that a certain man became the enemy of the pilgrim. For Kerima, the maiden he loved, aye, fair as the dawn was she, and her voice was the voice of the nesting bird. For Kerima walked beside the black-hearted pilgrim.
Oh, dear, I hope she...
Shh, Betty. Hey, Uncle Frank, you don't
Be
think
still,
that...
Bob.
And because of this enemy, the pilgrim sought to go from Stamboul with the maiden. And in the darkness they met, in the courtyard of the Mosque of Ayub, aye, under the blossoming locust tree. But his enemy was there before them, aye, and the pilgrim died. And the maiden leaped into the dark water. And even today, the waters echo the cry of the lost, where they closed upon her faithless head. It is finished.
Waiter, let me have the bill, please.
The coffee, Effendi? I will bring it at once.
Never mind, it's late. Just bring the bill.
As you say.
Now listen, I'll have to send the rest of you back to the hotel.
Oh, not yet, Uncle Frank.
Well, I thought you were taking a lot of interest in that story.
The storyteller's a man who used to work with me, Dot. I haven't seen him for years. I have to talk to him at once.
But he's gone now. Look.
He'll be waiting for me at the Mosque of Ayub.
What?
Something's happened. Come along. I'll find you a car outside.
Who's there?
De Jong.
Where have you been?
Do not take that tone with me, Sonia.
I will speak to you as I please. I have sat in this dreadful hotel expecting you for more than 2 weeks.
You think it has been a pleasure trip from South Africa for me? Trains, aeroplanes, camels, even once a bullock cart.
You were followed?
I could never be certain. They are not fools, the British.
And in your excessive caution, you may be too late. Perhaps it is already too late. The meeting is tomorrow, if you have forgotten.
In an aeroplane, I can be in Budapest in less than 3 hours.
If you succeed in reaching the airport.
It is your business to see that I reach it, Sonia. Why are you here, if not to arrange for passage, a trusted driver to the airport?
Twice I have arranged it. Twice you did not come.
But, Sonia...
To go again and again to the airport is to invite questions we cannot afford. And now?
And you say I am too cautious.
Now there is but one plane which will reach Budapest in time. Do you know what will happen to both of us if you do not arrive?
Oh, Sonia, you have made this outcry over nothing.
You will not be so confident when at Istanbul.
Chandler, the American secret agent.
I saw him arrive this afternoon.
Leave the Himmel. How?
When I went to cancel your reservation for the second time.
He saw you?
If not, it was only chance. He is accompanied by his sister and her two children. All of them know me. I met them in Cairo.
Chandler is a dangerous man. But I know you have made a plan. You are ingenious in such things.
Yes, I have a plan, but...
Sonia, Chandler need not know I am in Istanbul until I have gone. Surely you can divert him for a few hours.
He may know now. That is what I fear. Oh, why could you not have come one day earlier?
I am no more anxious than you to face the consequences if the South Africa report does not reach Budapest in time.
That is true. Martin. Martin, you have taken a room here in the hotel?
Just down the corridor, number 25.
Go there and stay. A man will bring your ticket. Do not leave the hotel until the last possible moment. You must arrive at the airport with no time to spare.
Sonia, if you discover Chandler knows I am here, send me a message.
It may not be possible. However, if he does...
Well?
Much as I dislike calling attention to our work here, if necessary, it can be done.
I do not understand you.
I am saying there is always Ismail and his knife. By this time, he is at the Imperial Hotel, watching.
But you would never plan Chandler's death.
Oh, yes. I have always known that one day I might have to order Frank Chandler to be killed.
In a moment, we will raise the curtain again on tonight's story of international intrigue and magic. But first, here is magic for your springtime garden. It's Chandu's thrilling carnation plant offer. The offer that brings you three live-growing carnation plants for just 35 cents in coin and one White King granulated soap box top. That's right, 35 cents and one White King soap box top brings you three Hollywood star carnation plants postpaid. These carnation plants bear huge double blossoms with delicately fringed petals. They have a delightful, spicy, sweet fragrance like a fine floral perfume. And each assortment contains three glorious carnation colors. First, snowy white, the whitest white you've ever seen. Second, cardinal, a rich, velvety red. And third, a sensational new variegated carnation that blends carmine, rose, and creamy yellow. To get your three live-growing carnation plants, just mail 35 cents in coin and one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles, 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. Yes, indeed, for washing clothes or dishes, you'll love White King. Istanbul, night. The great courtyard of the Mosque of Ayub. A silent figure waiting in the black shadows of the locust trees. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
Good evening,
good evening. Good night,
Lutz and Dilfi.
Batouche. Oh, I'm glad to see you again.
Allah has sent you to Istanbul, Yasidi. Where did you go from Cairo after the war ended?
To India. I've only been back a few months.
Ah?
Now, what about that pilgrim story you told in the cafe? I take it there's a man making trouble for us here?
Aywa, but he has not been found.
Is there a woman in it, too, or is she just put in there to amuse the tourists?
Oh, she was for the story only, Effendi. But the man, he is said to have gone from South Africa more than 3 weeks ago. Reports of him came to us as he traveled.
He was heading for Istanbul, and
Now he's dropped out of sight.
You have spoken, Yasidi.
Well, what's he up to? Who is he?
Effendi, I do not
know. I don't mean his name. He wouldn't be using his own anyway.
It is known only that he is European. Not tall and with yellow hair.
Yellow when he left South Africa, at least.
Iowa. There he said he was a buyer of diamonds from Amsterdam. But it was seen that in each city where he had been, trouble followed. What is your word? Riots. Men were killed.
You've heard nothing about why he's been sent here?
I believe he only passes through this city on his way to Greece, perhaps, or...
Wait a minute.
You know him, Effendi.
No, but I had word just the other day of a top-secret meeting in Budapest. By Jove, it's tomorrow. He's on his way to that. He's a very big boy indeed.
Bismillah. You have come too late.
Yes, it looks like it. But there's just a chance. Patouche, do you know anything about plane schedules out of here?
I will get them for you, Yasin.
Well, never mind. I'll run out to the airport myself. You can ask them to show me the reservation list for Budapest, just in case.
I regret I have not served you better, Effendi Chandler.
Well, you had nothing to go on. We'd better go back separately, Patouche.
Aywa, Yasidi.
If you do hear anything more, come to the Imperial Hotel. I'll see you there.
Here, Babs, take these magazines up to Mom, will you?
Where are you going?
Just out in front of the hotel for a minute.
Why?
Did you see that Arab out there selling walnuts when we came in?
Yes, I did. But I thought you'd just make fun of me if I said he was watching us.
He was the waiter in that cafe where we had dinner, wasn't he?
I know he was.
I don't see how he could get here ahead of us.
I got walnuts. I got
walnuts. Wait, there he is.
Walnuts.
What do you suppose he wants?
Right down. Maybe we can find out and tell Uncle Frank.
Walnuts, Effendi?
Oh, yeah, I'll have some.
You haven't any Turkish money, Bob.
American money is very good.
You're not kidding. Say, how come you wear Arab clothes? That's almost the first tarboosh we've seen since we landed here.
Turks do not wear the fez now, Effendi. It is forbidden.
Oh.
Aren't you a Turk?
I am Arab, is it?
Oh.
You stay long in Istanbul?
We don't know yet. Why?
Travelers like to have a guide.
For Pete's sake, is that why you followed us back here?
Bob, we might need a guide tomorrow. What's your name?
I am called Ismail. I have many friends among the travelers.
Yeah?
You see the lady coming from her automobile?
Huh?
I will speak to her, and she will know my name.
Bob, look. It's Ms. Radoslav. Remember, in Cairo?
Oh, it sure is.
Sit. You buy fine walnuts tonight?
No, thank you, Ismail. Not tonight.
You see, Effendi, she spoke my name.
Oh, it's Betty and Bob Regan. Good evening.
How do you do?
How are you, Miss Radoslav?
I am calling on your mother. Is she in the hotel?
Why, yes.
How did you know we were here?
Sit. You will speak well of me as a guide. I beg you, sit.
Yes, Ismail, I will.
Your mom will be surprised to see you, Miss Radoslav.
Do you want us to go up with you?
Oh, please, do not trouble yourselves. I will find my way. Ismail can tell you many interesting stories of Istanbul.
Come in. I hope you found it. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a boy with a lost suitcase. What? Miss Radoslav.
Mrs. Regent, I saw Bob and Betty outside. They said I was to come up. Is your brother in?
No.
May I sit down?
Miss Radoslav.
Oh, you do not like me. I can understand it. But I swear to you, I had nothing to do with your very unpleasant experience in Cairo.
Unpleasant? Your friend Dimitri had already killed at least 3 people before he began with us.
I know. I know now. But I tried to prevent him from harming any of you.
Oh, did you?
If Frank has told you what once we were to each other, you must not... You must know I would not injure him of all people.
He's never told me anything... Except that he met you in London before the war.
I should have known. Mrs. Regent, Frank must help me with his magic.
What? Well, I don't know what time he'll be back. You can ask him in the morning.
That will be too late. It must be done tonight.
Well, what would you have done if Frank hadn't come to Istanbul?
But he has come. When I saw him at the airport this afternoon, I could have wept for joy. Oh, you still look at me with your eyes like ice. Can you not believe I am haunted by the past?
I certainly can.
I'll tell Frank you were here. Where can he reach you?
Listen to me, Mrs. Regent. I have broken completely with the past. I have come to Istanbul to put it behind me. Here I am caring for a group of Polish children, teaching them to remember the glory of their lost country.
Now, Frank will understand that, but...
Give him this address, please. It is my house. Tell him he must come there before midnight.
Well, I'll tell him.
Mrs. Regent, I do not imagine there is an evil spirit in that house.
What?
The Polish children whom life has already terrified are hysterical with fright.
Well, why on earth do you live there?
I have found no other place where I could keep the children.
I see. I'll give this address to Frank as soon as he comes in.
Thank you. I should have known you would be sympathetic.
Good night, Mrs. Regent.
Good night.
Oh, if you see Betty and Bob, ask them to come up, will you?
Yes, I will.
Well, Dot.
Hmm? Oh.
Did you think I couldn't be trusted among the delights of Istanbul? Is that why you're waiting up for me?
Frank, Sonia Radislav was here to see you.
Sonia Radislav?
Mm-hmm.
What's she doing in Istanbul?
She says there's an evil spirit in her house, and you're to come and drive it out. Tonight. The address is on that card.
Ev Korku, on the street of the Scimitar. The House of Fear. Sonia can't be living there.
She says she is. I felt rather sorry for her. She's given up that crowd she met through Dimitri, and... What's the matter, Frank?
She must think I'm a fool.
What?
To believe that she could live in that house. Guide used to take people there, Dot, because it was supposed to be haunted. But even they were frightened away. Well, the whole inside must have fallen to pieces by this time.
Well, it was the only place she could find where she could keep a group of Polish orphans.
Sonia?
That's what she said.
Polish orphans. Why, she saw me turn her own brother over to the British as a spy and never said a word.
She did. And still she loves you.
She didn't tell you that.
She thought you'd told me. The implication was that you two'd had quite a romance. You know, I thought that night in Cairo
Dot,
that...
let it go, will you?
All right. Was that storyteller at the mosque to meet you?
Yes. The House of Fear...
If you're going to be there before midnight, you better go now. It's almost 11:30.
What's that?
Miss Radislav said by morning it would be too late.
No, she did she? And that's it. The fellow's still here.
What fellow?
The man I'm looking for. If I can just find out who he is, I can keep him from catching that plane to Budapest.
You're really going to that haunted house?
Sonia probably won't be within a mile of the place. But somebody will, and I'm going to find out who.
Did come.
Hello, Sonia. Why are you standing outside here?
Each time I return, I am more afraid to open the door.
Let's see. You'd better get a man to oil those hinges.
Oh, how dark it is.
Tell me where to find the candles.
I have some here, but Frank...
Just a minute. No. The Polish orphans go to bed in the dark, do they?
They are not yet here. Your sister misunderstood.
All right, Sonia. Look around. Dust an inch thick on everything. Hardly a stick of furniture. Must have been stolen long ago. I know you don't live here. Let's go on from there.
How can I move into this place with the children until the evil spirit is driven out?
You know, Sonia, you may be right.
Huh?
Who owns this house?
I don't know. There is an agent, a man. He has no office. When I wish to see him, I send a message by a boy in the Grand Bazaar.
You've thought of everything.
You do not need the owner's permission to drive an evil spirit away.
I wonder if you'll be so glib about it when you know there really is what you call an evil spirit in this old house.
Oh, you believe that?
You think you're shivering just because you're nervous. But if you knew the truth...
I told your sister the truth about myself.
I saw a house like this in India once... The very walls were filled with terror, like some deadly, tangible weapon.
They're only trying to terrify me.
Hold up your candle. Why do you suppose no thief ever stole that portrait?
I did not see it.
A beautiful girl, painted centuries ago by an artist who knew her well. Dusty as it is, you can see the eyes, filled with mocking evil. Sonia, look out! Did it hit you? Oh,
no. No. But it was as if someone had seized the picture and thrown it down.
Someone did. Listen.
In the rooms upstairs.
You see now why they call this place the House of Fear?
You are causing this by your magic.
I know why you wanted me to come here. To make sure your so-called diamond buyer caught that plane to Budapest. But it won't work.
I will not stay in this house. The devil himself is here. Ismael. Ismael, go in.
My knife does not fear his magic. Lead him to me.
Before we bring you the outcome of tonight's eerie story of magic and mystery, may we remind you that Sunday, April 17th, is Easter. Sunday, May 8th, is Mother's Day. And in anticipation of those two happy occasions, Chandu brings you White King's thrilling Carnation Plant offer. For 35 cents and one White King granulated soap box top, you get three live-growing, well-rooted carnation plants for your springtime garden. You'd pay $1.35 or more for these three plants right now at nurseries and greenhouses everywhere. These Hollywood star carnation plants will bloom all summer long and again next year. They'll produce armloads of huge, fragrant, double-petaled blossoms on long, tall stems. And you get three exquisite carnation colors in each selection. Snowy white for Mother's Day remembrance, cardinal red for sparkling beauty, and a delightful new variegation that blends Easter egg hues of carmine, rose, and creamy yellow. To secure your three carnation plants, mail in 35 cents in coin and one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles, 21. But act quickly. Remember, one White King soap box top and 35 cents in coin mail to Chandu, Los Angeles, 21, brings you three carnation plants postpaid. Allow 2 weeks for delivery. And remember, too, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Istanbul, an old house long deserted. The House of Fear. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
You are a magician. But my knife is greater than the magic of any man.
You think so? Just wait till I set this candle down.
This knife is eager to taste the blood of a magician.
I don't need to use magic on you.
May Allah change thy face. I will...
No, no, you won't.
Infidel dog! By the sacred mule of the prophet!
You've had enough.
I will kill you with my hands!
I think you...
Not!
You see, it's a mistake to think a magician is less than a man. Get up.
Dog of a Ferengi!
What's the name of the man who's taking the plane for Budapest?
I do not know it.
Don't try to pick up that knife. Tell me.
No.
I want that name. Now.
He's called Tiong.
Tiong. Good.
But you cannot reach him now. Before you go to the hotel, he will be flying through the sky like the coffin of Muhammad himself.
The hotel? But what hotel? It's almost time for the plane to take off. By the power of the three times three, I will look upon the face of De Jong at this moment.
Sonja! Where's Chandler?
In that house. You must hurry, Martin. It's time for you to go.
I would have been out of this room in another moment. Why did you come here?
The street was dark. A man spoke to me. But this is no time for questions.
You are lying. Chandler knows who I am. And where? Sonja!
No, no. Take that suitcase and go.
I must know what to expect. Why did you not save this Chandra until the aeroplane had gone?
You are wasting time.
You have allowed Chandra to learn who I am. That is the reason you are so frightened.
I am not frightened. You will miss that plane.
This will be reported to the committee, Sonia.
No, you still have time, Martin. The driver is waiting.
I will go now.
But you have forgotten something, De Jong.
Who is that?
What do you mean, Martin?
The man's voice.
I heard nothing.
Look around, De Jong.
What?
What is it you've forgotten to pack?
What are you looking for? You must go now.
I have forgotten something. What can it be?
Whatever it is, leave it.
Look behind the curtains, De Jong.
Martin, you are mad. If you have left anything, I will send it after you.
Where?
Not there, De Jong. Look in the drawer of the chest.
If I could remember what it is.
The ticket, the passport, what else can matter?
No, I have them in my pocket.
Martin, you fool!
I cannot understand it, Sonia. But this is of the utmost importance.
The report you are taking to Budapest? Where is that?
Safely hidden in a cigarette. An ordinary cigarette.
What are you saying?
Take the cigarette from the package and light it, De Jong.
Impossible.
You will do as I say. Be sure it's the right one. You will have time.
I will have time for a cigarette, Sonia. He said so.
Who said so?
I do not know.
Tell her, De Jong. Tell her you hear the voice of Chandu, the magician.
Chandu, the magician.
Frank Chandler, you hear his voice? But Ismael was to kill him. Martin, you must not listen.
Light the cigarette, De Jong.
He is trying to delay you so you will miss that plane. Smoke the cigarette on the way if you must.
Oh, but it's too late now. You have missed it.
Martin!
Sit down, De Jong.
It is too late, Sonia.
Get up! At least we can try!
It is too late.
Give me the report. I will take it to Budapest myself.
But I have burned it. The cigarette. See?
The cigarette? Imbecile! But I will not suffer for it. I will explain to them why I had to shoot you. Traitor!
That was a mistake, Sonia.
Frank, you... Yeah.
Or you think I am. Go back inside, Sonia, and wait.
Frank. Frank, you know how long I have loved you. Martin de Jong deserved to die.
I hope you can explain that to the Turkish police. Because that committee of yours won't help you. You know that.
I will not die for this. They will never hang a woman.
You're probably right. Yes, I'm sure you are.
And this is not the end between you and me. I will live to see you dead at my feet.
Perhaps. But in the meantime, look behind you.
Martin, but I shall... This is more of your magic, Frank.
Sure, this is just not your day.
Frank! Frank!
You two should have a pleasant time of it from now on. I'll leave you with him. Good night, Sonia.
Be sure, very sure, to take advantage of Chandu's thrilling springtime carnation plant offer. To get 3 live-growing Hollywood star carnation plants, a regular $1.35 value, mail 35 cents in coin, and 1 White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles, 21. That address again is Chandu, C-H-A-N-D-U, Los Angeles, 21. We invite you to listen again next week at this hour when the makers of White King bring you mystery, romance, and intrigue in Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.